Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And around and around. With her mama's blue eyes and a smile just as sweet. Here comes an angel with a little bare feet. He's all right here. If you know where to search, you'll find a little heaven on earth. Search the skies, look beyond the blues and grays. There'll be times when you'll see God's smiling face. Like when you mow in the yard and you see a glass of water being carefully spilled by your little baby daughter. Hey, it's love like that makes the world go round and round and round. With her mama's blue eyes and a smile just as sweet. Yeah, here comes an angel with grass-stained feet. He's all right here if you know where to search. You'll find a little heaven right here on earth.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Evacuation orders remain in place in Arizona near the Grand Canyon due to wildfires. ABC's Melissa Don.
The Dragon Bravo fire grows to 5,000 acres. That one got started on July 4th after a lightning strike. The fire initially under control, but recent hot, dry, and windy conditions have only fanned flames. Now an extreme heat warning is in place, and more than 200 crews are on the ground.
More rain and rough river current lead to a temporary stop to searching for those missing a week after the Central Texas flooding. Reports of increasing tension between Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino over the release of a Justice Department memo which concluded there's no evidence that Jeffrey Epstein, the accused sex trafficker, kept a client list or was murdered. President Trump signaling he's ready to support a bipartisan bill imposing more sanctions on countries that trade with Moscow over the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News. Nearly 2 weeks after a deadly fireworks warehouse explosion in Yolo County, California, families of the victims held a vigil for loved ones and await results from a fire marshal's investigation.
This is a catastrophe and a tragic accident that took our loved one from us. And I want people to know that we will not forget this, and we will find justice.
Seven people died in the fireworks explosions and fire. One in three teens in the U.S. have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, as a report by the CDC. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
Pre-diabetes is essentially a warning sign that your body is having difficulty managing sugar. And the reason why it's important to know about that is because there's no symptoms often. It is often silent. It has to be tested for. And the warning is that if you get that diagnosis, your risk of developing diabetes increases by up to 30% within 5 years.
The doc's advice, better diet, more physical activity. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt-Wooden Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. Right now in Richland Center, there is some hazy sunshine with 70, and it's 77 degrees right now. I'm Michael Hernan here with your weather update here. So right now there is an air quality alert in that will be remain in effect until noon tomorrow due to moderate to high concentrations of wildfire smoke from Canada. Avoid spend too much time outdoors if you have respiratory or other issues that will make you sensitive to smoke particles. And then today, there will be some hazy sunshine with a high of 83. Tonight will be mostly clear with some haze and smoke with a low of 62. Tomorrow will be hazy sunshine with a high of 88. And then tomorrow night will be mostly clear and humid with a low of 66. And then Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high of 90. Coming up, Tim Thede will provide you with news after this.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Sunday, July 13th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Wildfire smoke from Canada has made for bad air quality over parts of the upper Midwest. Most of Minnesota had unhealthy air quality yesterday. That is according to a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency map, and parts of Montana, North Dakota, and Wisconsin were also dealing with the same. The smoke strikes at a time when people want to be outdoors enjoying summer pastimes. A Minnesota resort owner said he had few guests and no boats at his docks. And in Arizona and Colorado, wildfires continue to burn in and near Grand Canyon and Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Parks. An air quality alert is in effect until noon tomorrow for the entire WRCO listening area due to the wildfire smoke from Canada. Those sensitive to the fine particles in the air should take precautions. Tony Evers says it will be a couple weeks before he announces whether he'll run for re-election. During a stop in Seymour on Thursday, Wisconsin's two-term Democratic governor says he's still making personal considerations.
I've been doing this for 30-some years, and I've run for office counting state superintendent. That's 1, 2, 3 times, 3 4-year terms there, 2 here, that's 5. That's a lot of time.
The primary election is still 13 months away, but two Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Milwaukee area businessman Bill Berrien, are already running. Soybean growers in three Wisconsin soybean marketing board districts have through August 15th to vote for candidates for three open seats in the 2025 election. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting ballots. Three of the seven districts that make up the board have an open seat this year, and each has one nominee. David Justman of Platteville in District 3, which covers Adams, Crawford, Grant, Juneau, La Crosse, Monroe, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties. Jonathan Gibbs of Fox Lake in District 4, which covers Columbia, Dodge, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Marquette, Washera, and Winnebago counties. And Patrick M. Maluli of Clinton in District 5, which covers Dane, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, and Rock counties. DATCAP is mailing ballots to eligible soybean growers. If you have not received a ballot by July 25th and are an eligible grower, contact the Market Orders Program at datcapmarketorders@wisconsin.gov to request a ballot. Completed ballots must be signed and sent to WIDATCP, Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911. Ballots must be postmarked on or before August 15th. Unsigned ballots will not be counted. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Farm Progress Days in Richland County 23 years ago, 2002, on the Greenheck and Schmidt farms. Now things have changed since two decades ago. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the files uploaded, 60 years of Wisconsin Farm Progress Days. It was a PDF that was used. Richland is celebrating a rich tradition of family history this summer in the dates July 11th through the 13th, 2002, with the Farm Progress Days hosted by the Greenheck and Schmidt Farms near Lone Rock. The Greenhecks, Albert and Ann, farm with their son Greg and 220 head of registered Holstein cows. 120 are milking, 100 are replacement heifers. Their cropland consists of 200 acres of soybeans, 250 acres of alfalfa, 150 acres of corn, and 100 acres of canning crops. The Schmidt family, Randy, with his family, his parents, they milk 470 freestall barn, double 10 parallel milking parlors, milking the cows five times every 2 days, harvesting alfalfa as hay, silage, along with their field mowing conditioners, balers, rakes, choppers, and even the bale handlers. Other machines to be demonstrated at these Farm Progress Days will be a bale processor, a bunk facer, a bale wrapper, a silage bagging machine, bunker filling, and TMRs, both vertical and horizontal. Now, it's just a month since the Schmidt family has hosted June Dairy Days in Richland County for 2025. How things have changed over these two decades. From Farm Progress Days, it's now called Technology Days. 2025 will be held at the Clinton Farms, State Highway 22, near what would be Bear Creek, Wisconsin. It's midway between Stevens Point and Green Bay if you're looking for a location. At that farm, they have 750-cow dairy operation and are in a fourth generation of farming. The Clinton Farms hosted the 25th anniversary of what was the old Wisconsin Farm Progress Days in 1978, and they were the very first Wisconsin Farm Technology Days that started the year after Richland County hosted in 2003. That was the year that the Green, Heck, and Schmidt families hosted Richland County in 2002, the last Farm Progress Days. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering pioneer homes built in Richland County by Mrs. Cyrus D. Turner.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Friday's winners of $50 each in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle were Ron Cullen of Boscobel with ticket number 0780 and Ben Gold of Richland Center with ticket number 0887. And yesterday's winners of $100 each in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lion Club's calendar raffle were Dave Combs of Waupun with ticket number 0652 and Layla Biba of Muscadet with ticket number 0443. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The 9th Annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing is happening Thursday, July 17th at the scenic Viroqua Hills Golf Course, hosted by Schmidt Woven Hills, proudly celebrating 60 years of Christian care and community. This event is not just about golf, it's about giving back. Whether you're in it to win it or just love a good time, enjoy a day of prizes, laughter, and making a difference in the lives of local seniors. And they couldn't do it without the amazing supporters. Special thanks to Precision Controls, Aflac, Slama Equipment, WCCU Credit Union, Quail Run Golf Course, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Tri-State Basement Repair for standing behind this important mission. Sign up now by emailing development@schmidtwoodenhills.com or by calling 608-647-8931. Thursday, July 17th, the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills will tee off. Swing with purpose. Golf for good.
Today is Sunday, July 13th. Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 tomorrow at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood, Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge today from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church tomorrow from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Survivors of Francis Hennick include 4 sons, Frank, Michael, Aunt Lisa, Mark, Stephen, Steve, and Jenny, and Matthew and Anne. 17 grandchildren, his special niece, Anne Bird, and special friend, Donna DeGarmo. Francis R. Hennick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88 of Sun City West, Arizona, died July 2nd. Graveside services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Vernon Jenkins is survived by his brother, Gerald Jenkins of California, and many other relatives and friends. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88 of Sun City West, Arizona. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from noon until the time of the service at 1. The family suggests memorials in Fuzzy's name be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Fuzzy Kiley is survived by 2 daughters, Kimberly Kimmy and Mark Ziegler of Richland Center and Garland, Texas. Sheila and David Nelson Kiley of Charlotte, North Carolina. 2 granddaughters, dear friend Francis Shepherd, special neighbors of Lexington Drive, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93 of Richland Center. John W. Pop, 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ on Thursday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or a charity of your choice. John Pop is survived by 3 children, Jeffrey and Lisa of Beloit, Amy and Stephen of Madison, and Eric and Katia of Minneapolis. 6 grandchildren, 1 sister, Phyllis and Gordon of Muscadet, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John W. Pop, age 79. Dennis Schoberl, 87 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow the burial. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Tuesday from 4 until 7. Dennis Schoberl is survived by his wife, Janet Schoberl, 6 children, Jim and Lolene Schoberl, David and Jenna Schoberl, Marie Dysart, Lori Stern, Gail and Eric Johansson, and Stacy and Jeff Ostlund. 2 stepchildren, Rick and Shirley Holler, and Jim Holler. seven brothers and sisters, Milton and Sharon Schoberl, Mark and Shirley Schoberl, Ellen and Doris Schoberl, Roger Schoberl, Jan and Denny Welbig, Judy and Dan Dahl, and Jane and Reginald Nordquist. Son-in-law, Donovan Small, numerous grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandchild, and many other relatives and friends. Dennis Schoberl, 87, of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Marks is survived by five daughters, Renee and Oliver Popova of Tucson, Arizona, Tina Mickelson of Avoca, Roberta and Jay Ledman of Richland Center, Carmen and Greg Heaps of Partyville, and Jackie and Eric Shipton of Las Vegas, Nevada. Seven stepchildren, John, Stephen, David, Brian, Beth, Barbara, and Susan, and their families. 12 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Anita Steineck of Sellersburg, Indiana, a brother, Jerry and Janice Gillingham of Holman, sister-in-law, Sarah Gillingham, nieces and nephews, and an uncle. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86 of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather conditions here across the upper Midwest. You have to travel down to St. Louis and back through Missouri, Arkansas, all the way down to central Texas to see some substantial rain. Meanwhile, there is a weak front drifting in from southern Canada toward Minnesota. That could impact at least northwest Wisconsin with a small chance of a shower tonight. We will see increasingly warm and humid air move in the next couple of days, definitely feeling like July, and kind of hazy at two with this lingering wildfire smoke. We do anticipate some rain to gradually move into our region for midweek, and it could be substantial as we go into Wednesday and Thursday, so definitely check in for updates if you're dealing with saturated soils and high stream levels, as there could be some exasperation to the localized flooding issues. Otherwise, temperatures should cool off later in the week. Here's that forecast now, including an air quality alert up through noon Monday. We do have hazy sunshine for the rest of today with highs in the lower 80s. West-southwest wind close to 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, some hazy skies again, low at 62. Tomorrow, still partly sunny, warm and humid, high in the upper 80s. Southwest wind between 5 and 10. On Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine, very warm and humid, high close to 90, slight chance of a shower by late Tuesday night. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely at times, could be over a half inch of rainfall, otherwise muggy, low 69, high 84. On Thursday, a bit cooler with rain likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low 61 with a high of 77. Friday, partly cloudy, dry and mild, low near 56 with a high of 79. And Saturday, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, low 59 with a high near 81. Have yourself a good afternoon.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It is now time for today's weather statistics. Right now in Richland Center, it is 79 degrees. It is sunny with some haze out there. Winds are blowing at 6 miles per hour going northeast. Barometer right now is at 30.11, and no precipitation was recorded today. And then yesterday's high was 82 degrees. We had 0.08 of inches of rain yesterday. Right now, today's high is currently 79 degrees. It'll be projected to go up as the afternoon goes on, but today's morning low was 55 degrees. The record high was 106 degrees that was set back in 1936. The record low was 44 all the way back in 1964. Last year's high was 88 degrees. Last year's low was 64. Sunset today took place at 8:41 a.m. The sunset today will take place at 8:41 p.m. And then the sunrise tomorrow will take place at 5:34 a.m. That was a look at your weather statistics.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wrap up your weekend at Casanova Celebration 2025 on Sunday, July 20th at Memorial Park. The day starts at 11 a.m. with an always cherished parade, followed by live tunes from the Casanova German Band. Rolling alongside are the classic beauties at our car and camper show. Trucks, classics, and campers all on parade. Hungry? Grab a savory pork and chicken dinner, and then stay for the quirky duck race. Pick your racer and cheer them on. Little ones will love the kids' pedal pull contest. And later in the day, cheer on the classic baseball game featuring the Casanova Reds and home talent baseball. It's the perfect blend of community, tradition, and family fun. All in one fantastic finale. That's Sunday, July 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This July, grill and chill with Red Hot Buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Get B&B Oak and Hickory charcoal briquettes plus a huge selection of grills. Spend $3.99 or more and get free assembly and delivery. Stay cool with a perfect air high velocity fan and water smarter with the 50-foot pocket hose silver bullet 2.0. From your backyard to your tool shed, Walsh's Ace has your summer essentials you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
I'm Michael Hernan. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
In home talent baseball action yesterday, there was only one game around the area. Sauk Prairie defeated Black Earth in a score 2-1. For home talent league baseball for today, Ashton will be at Cross Plains. Muscadet travels to Shulsburg-Benton. Dodgeville will be at Hollandale. Arena is at Verona. Wyoda takes on Argyle. Blanchardville travels to Ridgeway. Belleville will be at Pine Bluff Mount Horem. Reedsburg is at Casanova. Wanakee is at Middleton. Sun Prairie is at Cottage Grove, and The Forest is at Wisconsin Dells. All those games will start at 1 o'clock today. Then in MLB news, Caleb Durbin hit an RBI single with one in the ninth inning to cap a three-run rally and give Milwaukee a 6-5 victory over the Washington Nationals. It was the Brewers' sixth consecutive victory. Before Durbin's game-winning hit, Andrew Vaughn had a two-run double to right center to make it 5-all. Grant Anderson pitched the ninth to get the win. Rookie Brady House had his first two career homers for the Nationals, including a two-run shot in the eighth that put Washington up 4-3. Dalen Lyle also homered for the Nationals. Kyle Finnegan took the loss for the Nats. Today is the final game before the All-Star break, and the Brewers will be going for the sweep today against the Nationals. You can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch is 1:10, with the pregame starting at 12:35. Other scores around the majors. The Cubs defeat the Yankees 5-2. Mariners dominated the Tigers 15-7. Twins walloped the Pirates 12-4. Braves beat the Cardinals 7-6. Dodgers over the Giants 2-1. The Marlins shut out the Orioles 6-0. Red Sox beat the Rays 1-0. Mets beat the Royals 3-1. Reds beat the Rockies 4-3. Guardians beat the White Sox 6-2. Astros took care of the Rangers 5-4. Padres beat the Phillies 5-4. Angels beat the Diamondbacks 10-5. And the Athletics beat the Blue Jays 4-3. And then MLB scores for today. Right now, the Marlins and Orioles are delayed right now in Baltimore. Cubs and Yankees will play at 12:35. Rays and Red Sox will be at 12:35. Mariners will play the Tigers at 12:40. Rockies and Reds will play at 12:40. And then all the 1:10 games for the day. Guardians will take on the White Sox. Rangers take on the Astros. Mets take on the Royals. Pirates take on the Twins. And of course, the Nationals take on the Brewers. At 1:15, the Braves will take on the Cardinals. 3:05, the Blue Jays will take on the Athletics. Dodgers will take on the Giants. At 3:07, the Diamondbacks will take on the Angels. And then off the day at 3:10, the Phillies will be taking on the Padres. Other Major League Baseball news. The addition of Milwaukee Brewers rookie phenom pitcher Jacob Mizorowski to the National League All-Star team drew mixed reactions around Major League Baseball. Some players and fans quickly took to social media to express their frustrations over a player with only 5 starts in the majors being added to the NL roster instead of other players who have put up as good, if not better, numbers during the first half of the season. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, who will manage the NL squad Tuesday in Atlanta, is on the opposite end of the spectrum. Minnesota Twins All-Star center fielder Byron Buxton hit for the cycle Saturday against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Buxton had a single in the first, a triple in the second, a double in the third. After singling again in the fifth, he had one more opportunity in the seventh. Buxton crushed a 427-foot solo homer off Pirates reliever Andrew Heaney with 2 outs. That brought the crowd to its feet, many of which have received a Buxton bobblehead giveaway at the game. The cycle was the first at Target Field since the ballpark opened in 2010. It was the first cycle by a Twins player since Jorge Polanco had one in 2019. Aaron Judge didn't just become the fastest player to hit 350 home runs. He did it in 192 fewer games than Mark McGwire. Judge homered to right center on a high 0-2 fastball from Brad Keller. A two-run ninth-inning drive a couple rows into the right center field seats during the New York Yankees 5-2 loss to the Chicago Cubs. He reached 350 in his 1,088th game. McGwire hit number 350 in his 1,280th game against Detroit's Brian Moeller on June 2, 1997, bettering Harmon Killebrew in his 1,319th game. Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens will start for a second consecutive All-Star game for the National League on Tuesday night. Detroit's Tarek Skubal will pitch for the American League. The 23-year-old Skeens will be the first to start back-to-back All-Star games since 2018. He leads the majors with a 2.01 ERA despite a 4-8 record. Skubal, who is 28, is the reigning AL Cy Young Award winner and is 10-3 with a 2.23 ERA. Skeens and Skubal are 1-2 in average four-seam fast or 1-2 in average four-seam fastball velocity among those with 1,500 or more pitches this season. Skeens at 98.2 mile per hour and Skubal at 97.6 mile per hour, according to MLB Statcast. White Sox great Paul Konerko got a present from one number 14 to another in honor of the 20th anniversary of the 2005 World Series championship run, a jersey signed by noted Chicago fan Pope Leo. Cardinal Blaise Kupich, the Archbishop of Chicago, presented Konerko a jersey with the new Pontiff's signature on the back during a ceremony prior to the game against the Cleveland Guardians. It had the six-time All-Star's last name, and Pope Leo, above the number 14, Robert Prevost, became the first pope from the U.S. in the history of the Catholic Church when he was elected on May 8th. The Chicago-born missionary, who took the name Leo 14, is a White Sox fan. Prevost attended the 2005 World Series opener against Houston in Chicago. Other sports news. Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz are meeting to decide the Wimbledon championships just 5 weeks after they play each other in an epic French Open final. Sunday's matchup at center court between the number one ranked Sinner and number two Alcaraz marks the first time the same two men faced off in the title matches at Roland Garros and the All England Club in the same year since Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal did it in 2006, 2007, and 2008. Alcaraz won in five sets, spread over 5 hours 29 minutes in Paris, coming back from a two-set deficit and saving three match points along the way. Right now, Jannik Sinner leads Carlos Alcaraz in the match 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, so 2-1 in sets. FIFA says it has reached an agreement with players' representatives to prioritize player welfare. They have agreed on a mandatory 72-hour rest period between matches and a minimum 21-day holiday at the end of each season. The discussions took place in New York before the Club World Cup final. FIFA emphasized that players' health is a top priority amid growing concerns about injuries and burnout. Implementing the 72-hour rule could disrupt game schedules and TV deals, especially in leagues like the Bundesliga. FIFA also plans to consider travel demands and climate conditions in future competition planning. The Club World Cup has faced criticism for adding to an already packed calendar. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Michael Hernan.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
100.9 WRCO. She's the fireworks on the 4th of July. She's the steepest deal on a roller coaster ride. She makes me want to scream and shout and throw my hands in the air. She's a 100-foot drop to the river below. She's the feeling you get when the water's ice cold. When she says jump, I say how high, when and where. She keeps me running and coming and going and coming and knowing that it's all right. She got me learning and learning and tossing and turning and yearning for all night. Her kind of love leaves me breathless. Oh, I never knew I could be so wild and reckless. Oh, I'm out of control.
I've been there. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like doot doot, and sometimes it's like grrr.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the grrr.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO. Been 12 hour days the past 6 months. My body complains, my mind's in a rut. All I ever do is work and sleep. The cooler's packed and so are my clothes. Tomorrow I'll be miles down the road. Mid-afternoon I'll be right where I wanna be. I wanna sit on a beach, drinking my hair, my face in the sun, my feet in the sand. Give me one, give me two, give me three, give me four beers. Five, six, seven, eight, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there? I love the sound of the waves and an ocean breeze. There'll be girls in bikinis laid out in the sand, umbrella drinks and books in their hands. I got a baseball cap and some good sunscreen. I wanna sit on a beach, drinking my hand, my face in the sun, my feet in the sand. Give me three, give me four beers. Five, six, seven, eight, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there? I'm drinking my hand,
three, give me four beers. Five, six, seven, eight, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there?
It was
say a picture's worth a thousand words, but you ain't said one since you woke up. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. Baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good to see you smile. Girl, you know it's been a while. It was good.